You are listening to a Commonwealth Bank of Australia Global Economic and Markets Research Podcast. This podcast provides general market-related information and is not intended to be an investment research report. The information contained in this podcast is based on previously published material, and before listening, you're advised to read the full Global Economic and Markets Research Disclaimers, which can be found at combankresearch.com.au.
Welcome to the CommBank Global Economic and Markets Research Podcast. My name is Belinda Allen and I'm a Senior Economist here at CommBank. And today I'm joined by Stephen Halmerich, our Chief Economist and Head of Research. Great to have you on today, Stephen.
Thanks, Belinda. Great to be with you.
Now, another month has gone by and you've released the latest edition of the CBA Household Spending Intentions series on the 16th of June. Now, this is where we combine our own internal data with publicly available Google search data to give us some really great insights as to what households are purchasing and intending to purchase on. What have we seen for May?
Well, yes, we did release the latest HSI, so it's great to get that data. As you said, it's a combination of CBA transactional data and Google searches. So we saw travel spending intentions after collapsing in April. They stabilised in May, a small improvement, and that's pretty consistent with, of course, the closing of the borders and then some slow reopening. Health and fitness spending stayed at pretty high levels. That was especially the case for things like bicycle shops and sporting goods. We saw the start of reopening of gyms, so that would be helpful. There were still some declines in things like medical care and health services, such as dentists, doctors, hospitals, surgeons, optometrists, etc. Entertainment spending still quite weak. Did bounce off the lows we saw in April, so a little bit of an increase in May, but still pretty weak. And that makes sense given most entertainment venues are closed, things like theatres, music venues, bowling alleys. There was a bit of an increase in online entertainment spending, so things like digital books and games, music. Education spending, unfortunately, was quite weak in May. You know, falls right across the board there. A small rise in correspondence schooling, not enough to offset weakness really everywhere else in the education sector. And motor vehicle spending intentions down again in May. So, unfortunately, there was a really good increase in motor vehicle spending late 2019 and very early 2020, but that has been hit now by the COVID-19 shutdown.
And I guess with the motor vehicle purchases, a lot of that's tied into the performance of the housing market as well. So we have started to see dwelling prices fall in some capital cities and a fall nationwide in May. What happened to the spending intention series on home buying during the month of May?
So spending intentions on home buying fell heavily in April. In May, they stabilised at that lower level. So there was an increase in mortgage applications through Commonwealth Bank. And we saw particularly an increase in applications for fixed rate mortgages after the Reserve Bank cut interest rates in late March, and there was lots of good offers for low fixed rate mortgages. But online searches for the household loan or home buying were very soft in the month of May. And that makes sense given, I think, we saw a big rise in the unemployment rate over the month, and people would clearly have been concerned about their future income growth.
Definitely. And we have seen, just as we look into June now, we have seen some improvement in the auction numbers as well. And that does have a pretty strong correlation with future house price growth as well. So auction clearance rates have risen a little. The number of houses now on the market has lifted as well. So it'll be really interesting to see how that data goes for the next month. Just turning our attention to the retail component of the HSI, what are we seeing in terms of retail spending?
So this is where we saw the biggest improvement. So retail spending intentions rose very sharply in May. That was on the back of good spending increases in areas such as food, department and discount stores, household furnishings and equipment. So it had seen a bit of a sawtooth pattern. Retail spending was up sharply in March as the coronavirus lockdowns began, then was weak in April and now much stronger again in May. And that's really very consistent with our weekly CBA credit and debit card spending. So we know to the week ending 12th of June, that spending was up 6% on the same relative to the same week last year. That's a really solid improvement from the -20% we saw at the low week to the 10th of April. So a good increase in retail spending intentions in May, and it looks like that's continued into June.
I find when we look at the weekly card spend data, it's actually really interesting to see the correlation between some opening up of the shutdown measures and an easing in restrictions to what we are actually spending money on. So we have seen some pretty decent improvements in things such as personal care spending. So that's on beauty salons, massage parlours, things like that. We've also seen an improvement in food and alcohol spend in restaurants and pubs and clubs as they've been reopened as well. It's been gradual, but we have certainly seen some improvement come through. But as you said, some of those other areas that have been a little bit weaker, like education and even transport, do continue to be impacted by some of those border closures, I think, particularly for education, with education exports struggling at the moment. So it's interesting to see how we are seeing some correlation between restrictions as well as consumer spending as well. And I guess that really brings us kind of to the outlook of what we're expecting over the next few months as well. And kind of when I think about the outlook, there does seem to be still some uncertainty out there. I guess we need to look at concerns about whether or not people are still concerned about catching the virus, but also how the economy is recovering. We're still expecting, you know, a lift in the unemployment rate from here. There's some uncertainty over government support measures when they are due to end in September. How are you thinking about the outlook for those factors at the moment?
Yeah, I think the really critical thing is going to be confidence in the economy, or confidence to get out and about, as you say. If people are concerned about still catching the virus, it's going to be, that's going to have a big impact. So testing, tracing, social distancing, all those things are going to be really important. Income growth is critical. So at the moment, we can see through CBA bank accounts that government social welfare payments are more than offsetting the loss in income from the rise in the unemployment rate. So it's really providing great support for the economy. But the key question there is whether those government support measures end at the end of September as currently planned, or there's some extension of those programs. So we know there's a review being undertaken now into JobSeeker and JobKeeper, and the government's going to hold a mini budget on the 23rd of July. We'll get a lot more information then. So I think we should expect some elongation, or at least phasing out of the JobSeeker, JobKeeper payments, rather than just a hard end in September. So income growth is going to be critical, particularly with the unemployment rate likely to remain elevated through this year and into next year. So jobs, income, confidence, really going to play a critical role in this recovery phase.
And on that, we actually get labour market numbers for May out on Thursday the 18th of June, and we are expecting another fall in employment of around 100,000, and for the unemployment rate to lift again. So at the moment, the unemployment rate is at 6.2%. We are expecting that unemployment rate to lift closer to 8% for the month of May. As the virus is better under control, we are expecting the participation rate to lift. So as people feel more confident to re-enter the workforce, I guess it's a bit counterfactual that we are expecting a lift in the unemployment rate, even though some confidence might be returning. So as you say, all those factors will very much drive the outlook from here.
Yes, I think that employment number on Thursday this week is going to be critical. As you say, we do expect 100,000, a decline of 100,000 in employment, and the unemployment rate to rise. But part of that is the participation rate coming back, as you said. So people being enticed back into looking for a job as the economy continues to open up. But we do expect the unemployment rate to peak a little bit under 9% and then, you know, only gradually decline through the remainder of this year and into next year. So government fiscal policy support, or Reserve Bank monetary policy support, is going to remain critical in the recovery phase for the economy.
I appreciate your insights today, Stephen.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.
Now, the data used in the Commonwealth Bank Household Spending Intention Series is a combination of the CBA data and publicly available Google Trends data. Where CBA data is cited, this refers to the bank proprietary data. As the statistics taking into account only the bank's data, it may not reflect all trends in the market. all customer data used or represented is anonymized and aggregated before analysis and is used and disclosed in accordance with the group's privacy policy statement. Now, the report that we've just talked about, the CBA Household Spending Intentions Report, was published on the 16th of June and can be found on combankresearch.com.au.